1 Corinthians, chapter 1. Paul, called to be an apostle of Yahshua the Messiah through the will of Yahweh, and Sosthenes our brother, unto the assembly of Elohim which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in the Messiah Yahshua, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Yahshua the Messiah, our Master, both theirs and ours, grace be to you and peace from Yahweh our Father, and from the Master Yahshua the Messiah. I thank my Elohim always on your behalf, for the grace of Yahweh which is given you by Yahshua the Messiah, that in everything you are enriched by him, in all utterance and in all knowledge, even as the testimony of the Messiah was confirmed in you, so that you come behind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, who shall also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Master Yahshua the Messiah. Yahweh is faithful, by whom you were called to the fellowship of his Son, Yahshua the Messiah, our Master. Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Master Yahshua the Messiah, that you speak all the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared to me of you, my brethren, by them which are of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. Now this I say, that every one of you says, I am of Paul, and I of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of the Messiah. Is the Messiah divided? Was Paul impaled for you, or were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank Yahweh that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say that I had baptized in my own name. And I baptized also the house of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. For the Messiah sent me not to baptize, but to preach the good news, not with wisdom of words, lest the torture stake of the Messiah should be made of none effect. For the preaching of the stake is to them that perish foolishness. But to us which are saved, it is the power of Yahweh. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Has not Yahweh made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of Yahweh, the world by wisdom knew not Yahweh. It pleased Yahweh by the foolishness of preaching to save them but that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach an executed Messiah, to the Jews a stumbling block, and to the Greeks foolishness. But to them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Messiah the power of Yahweh and the wisdom of Yahweh. Because the foolishness of Yahweh is wiser than men, and the weakness of Yahweh is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But Yahweh has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise, and Yahweh has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised has Yahweh chosen, yes, and things which are not, to bring to nothing things that are, that no flesh should boast in the presence of Yahweh. But of him are you in the Messiah, Yahshua, who of Yahweh is made to us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that, according as it is written, he that boasts, let him boast in Yahweh. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians, chapter 2. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of Yahweh. For I determined not to know anything amongst you, save Yahshua the Messiah, and him executed. And I was with you in weakness, and in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of Yahweh. Albeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of Yahweh in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which Yahweh ordained before the world to our honor, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known of it, they would not have executed the sovereign of majesty. But as it is written, Eye has not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which Yahweh has prepared for them that love him. But Yahweh has revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of Yahweh. For what man knows the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of Yahweh knows no man, but the Spirit of Yahweh. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of Yahweh, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of Yahweh. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of Yahweh, for they are foolishness to him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who has known the mind of Yahweh, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of the Messiah. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in the Messiah. I have fed you with milk, and not with meat, for before this you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able, for you are yet carnal. For whereas there is amongst you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one says, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal? Who then is Paul? Who is Apollos? But ministers by whom you have believed, even as the sovereign gave to every man. I have planted, Apollos watered, but Yahweh gave the increase. So then neither is he that plants anything, neither is he that waters, but Yahweh that gives the increase. Now he that plants and he that waters are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. For we are laborers together with Yahweh. You are Yahweh's husbandry. You are Yahweh's building. According to the grace of Yahweh which is given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let every man take heed how he builds on it. For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Yahshua the Messiah. Now if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Know you not that you are the temple of Yahweh, and that the Spirit of Yahweh dwells in you? If any man defiles the temple of Yahweh, him shall Yahweh destroy, for the temple of Yahweh is holy, which temple you are. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seem to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with Yahweh. For it is written, he takes the wise in their own craftiness. And again, Yahweh knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. Therefore let no man boast in men, for all things are yours. Whether Paul, or Apollos, or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or things present, or things to come, all are yours. And you are the Messiah's, and the Messiah is Yahweh's. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Let a man so account of us, as of the ministers of the Messiah and stewards of the mysteries of Yahweh. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. But with me, it is a very small thing that I should be judged of you or of man's judgment. Yes, I do not judge my own self. For I know nothing by myself, yet am I hereby not justified. But he that judges me is Yahweh. Therefore judge nothing before the time until the Master comes, who both will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and will make manifest the counsels of the hearts, and then shall every man have praise of Yahweh. And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you might learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against the other. For who makes you to differ from another? And what have you that you did not receive? Now, if you did receive it, why do you boast, as if you had not received it? Now you are full, now you are rich, you have reigned as kings without us, and I would that you did reign, that we also might reign with you. For I think that Yahweh has set forth us, the apostles, last, as it were appointed to death. For we are made a spectacle to the world, and to angels, and to men. We are fools for the Messiah's sake, but you are wise in the Messiah. We are weak, but you are strong. You are honorable, but we are despised. Even to this present hour, we both hunger and thirst, and are naked, and are buffeted, and have no certain dwelling place. And labor, working with our own hands, being reviled, we bless. Being persecuted, we suffer it. Being defamed, we entreat. We are made as the filth of the world, and are the offscouring of all things to this day. I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved sons, I warn you. For though you have 10,000 instructors in the Messiah, yet have you not many fathers. For in the Messiah Yeshua I have begotten you through the good news. Wherefore I beseech you, be followers of me. For this cause have I sent to you Timothy, who is my beloved son and faithful in Yahweh, who shall bring you into remembrance of my ways which be in the Messiah, as I teach everywhere in every assembly. Now some are puffed up as though I would not come to you. But I will come to you shortly, if the sovereign will, and will know, not the speech of them which are puffed up, but the power. For the kingdom of Yahweh is not in word, but in power. What will you? Shall I come to you with a rod, or in love, and in the spirit of meekness? End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 5. It is reported commonly that there is fornication among you, and such fornication as is not so much as named among the Gentiles, that one should have his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned, that he that has done this deed might be taken away from among you. For I truly, as absent in body but present in spirit, have judged already, as though I were present concerning him that has so done this deed. In the name of our Master Yeshua, when you are gathered together in my spirit with the power of our Master Yeshua, to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that the spirit might be saved in the day of the Master Yeshua. Your boasting is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Purge out therefore the old leaven, that you may be a new lump as you are unleavened. For even the Messiah, our Passover, is sacrificed for us. Let us therefore keep the feast, not with old leavening, neither with the leavening of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. I wrote to you in a letter not to company with fornicators, not at all meaning with the fornicators of this world, or with the covetous, or with extortioners, or with idolaters, for then must you needs go out of the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company, if any man that is called a brother be a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, and with such a one not to eat. For what have I to do to judge them also that are outside? Do not you judge them that are inside? But them that are outside, Yahweh judges. Therefore put away from amongst yourselves that wicked person. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. Dare any of you, having a matter against another, go to law before the unjust and not before the saints? Do you not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world shall be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life? If then you have judgments of things pertaining to this life, set them to judge who are least esteemed in the assembly. I speak to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you? No, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goes to law with brother, and that before the unbelievers. Now therefore, there is utterly a fault among you, because you go to law with one another. Why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? No, you do wrong and defraud, and that your brethren. Do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of Yahweh? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves of mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of Yahweh. And such were some of you. But you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of the Master Yahshua, and by the Spirit of our Elohim. All things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Food for the belly, and the belly for food. But Yahweh shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the master, and the master for the body. And Yahweh has both raised up the master, and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of the Messiah? Shall I then take the members of the Messiah and make them the members of a harlot? May it never be so. What? Do you not know that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, says he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined to the master is one spirit. Flee fornication. Every sin that a man does is outside of the body. But he that commits fornication sins against his own body. What? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of Yahweh, and you are not your own? For you are bought with a price. Therefore, honor Yahweh in your body. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 7. Now, concerning the things whereof you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, to avoid fornication, let every man have his own wife, and let every woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to the wife due benevolence, and likewise also the wife to the husband. The wife does not have power of her own body, but the husband. Likewise also the husband has not power of his own body, but the wife. Defraud you not one the other, except it be with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again. That Satan tempt you not for your incontinency. But I speak this by permission, and not of commandment. For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man has his proper gift of Yahweh, one after this manner, and another after that. I say therefore to the unmarried and widows, it is good for them if they abide even as I. But if they cannot contain, let them marry, for it is better to marry than to burn. And to the married I command, yet not I, but the sovereign, let the wife not depart from her husband. But and if she does depart, let her remain unmarried, or be reconciled to her husband, and let not the husband put away his wife. But to the rest speak I, not the sovereign. If any brother has a wife that believes not, and she be pleased to dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which has a husband that believes not, and if he be pleased to dwell with her, let her not leave him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Else were your children unclean, but now are they holy. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in such cases, but Yahweh has called us to peace. For what know you, O wife, whether you shall save your husband? Or how do you know, O man, whether you shall save your wife? But as Yahweh has distributed to every man, as the Master has called every one, so let him walk, and so ordain I in all assemblies. Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not become uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but the keeping of the commandments of Yahweh. Let every man abide in the same calling from when he was called. Are you called being a servant? Care not for it, but if you may be made free, use it rather. For he that is called in the Master, being a servant, is Yahweh's free man. Likewise also he that is called being free is the Messiah's servant. You are bought with a price. Be not servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called therein abide with Yahweh. Now concerning virgins, I have no commandment of Yahweh, yet I give my judgment as one that has obtained mercy of Yahweh to be faithful. I suppose, therefore, that this is good for the present distress. I say that it is good for a man so to be. Are you bound to a wife? Seek not to be loosed. Are you loosed from a wife? Seek not a wife. But and if you marry, you have not sinned. And if a virgin marry, she has not sinned. Nevertheless, such shall have trouble in the flesh. But I spare you. But this I say, brethren, that the time is short. It remains that both they that have wives be as though they had none, and they that weep as though they wept not, and they that rejoice as though they rejoiced not, and they that buy as though they possessed not. And they that use this world is not abusing it, for the fashion of this world passes away. But I would have you without carefulness. He that is unmarried cares for the things that belong to the master, how he may please the master. But he that is married cares for the things that are of the world, how he may please his wife. There is difference also between a wife and a virgin. The unmarried woman cares for the things of the master, that she may be holy both in body and in spirit. But she that is married cares for the things of the world, how she may please her husband. And this I speak for your own profit, not that I may cast a snare upon you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend upon the master without distraction. But if any man think that he behaves himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will. He sins not, let them marry. Nevertheless, he that stands steadfast in his heart, having no necessity, but has power over his own will, and has so decreed in his heart that he will keep his virgin, does well. So then he that gives her in marriage does well, but he that gives her not in marriage does better. The wife is bound by the law as long as her husband lives. But if her husband be dead, she is at liberty to be married to whom she will, only in Yahweh. But she is happier if she so abide, after my judgment, and I think also that I have the Spirit of Yahweh. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 8. Now as touching things offered up to idols, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, but love edifies. And if any man think that he knows anything, he knows nothing yet as he ought to know. But if any man loves Yahweh, the same is known of him. As concerning, therefore, the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice to idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other Elohim but one. For though there be that are called Elohim, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be Elohim many, but masters many, but to us there is but one Elohim, the Father, of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Master, Yahshua the Messiah, by whom are all things, and we by him. Howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered to an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. But food commends us not to Yahweh. For neither if we eat are we the better, neither if we eat not are we the worse. But take heed lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. For if any man see you, which has knowledge, sit at meat in the idol's temple, shall not the conscience of him which is weak be emboldened to eat those things which are offered to idols? And through your knowledge shall the weak brother perish, for whom the Messiah died? But when you sin so against the brethren, and wound their weak conscience, you sin against the Messiah. Wherefore, if meat makes my brother to offend, I will eat no flesh while the world stands, lest I make my brother to offend. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Yahshua the Messiah, our Master? Are not you in my work in Yahweh? If I be not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you, for the seal of my apostleship are you in Yahweh. My answer to them that do examine me is this: have we not power to eat and drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of Yahshua and Cephas, Or I only in Barnabas? Have not we power to forbear working? Who goes a warfare at any time on his own charges? Who plants a vineyard and eats not of the fruit of it? Or who feeds a flock and does not partake of the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man? Or says not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treads out the corn. Does Yahweh take care for oxen? Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he that plows should plow in hope, and he that threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown to you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? Nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the good news of the Messiah. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so has the Master ordained that they which preach the good news should live of the good news. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things that it should be so done to me. For it would be better for me to die than that any man should make my boasting void. For though I preach the good news, I have nothing to boast of. For necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is unto me if I do not preach the good news. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if I do it against my will, a dispensation of the good news is committed to me. What is my reward then? Truly, that when I preach the good news, I may make the good news of the Messiah without charge, that I abuse not my power in the good news. For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant to all, that I may gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews, and to them that are under the law as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are outside of the law, as without law, being not without law to Yahweh, but under the law to the Messiah, that I might gain them that are outside of the law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the good news' sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Do you not know that they which run in a race run all? But one receives the prize. So run, that you might obtain. And every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly. So fight I, not as one that beats the air. But I keep under my body and bring it to subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Moreover, brethren, I would not that you should be ignorant how that all our fathers were under the cloud and all passed through the sea and were all baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea and did all eat the same spiritual food and did all drink the same spiritual drink, for they drank of that spiritual rock that followed them, for that rock was the Messiah. But with many of them Yahweh was not well pleased, for they were overthrown in the wilderness. Now these things were our examples, to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted, neither be idolaters, as were some of them, as it is written, the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. Neither let us commit fornication as some of them committed, and fell in one day 23,000. Neither let us tempt the Messiah, as some of them also tempted and were destroyed of serpents. Neither murmur, as some of them also murmured, and were destroyed of the destroyer. Now all these things happened to them for examples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are coming. Wherefore let him that thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. There is no such temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But Yahweh is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Wherefore, my dearly beloved, flee from idolatry. I speak as to wise men. Judge you what I say. the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of the Messiah? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of the Messiah? For we, being many, are one bread and one body, for we are all partakers of that one bread. Behold Israel after the flesh. Are not they which eat of the sacrifices partakers of the altar? What do I say then? That the idol is anything, or that which is offered in sacrifice to idols is anything? But I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not to Yahweh. And I would not that you should have fellowship with devils. You cannot drink the cup of Yahweh and the cup of devils. You cannot be partakers of Yahweh's table and of the table of devils. Do we provoke the sovereign to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things do not edify. Let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, that eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. For the earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof. If any of them that believe not bid you to a feast, and you be disposed to go, whatsoever is set before you, eat, asking no question for conscience' sake. But if any man say to you, this is offered in sacrifice to idols, eat not for his sake that showed it, and for conscience' sake, for the earth is Yahweh's and the fullness thereof. Conscience, I say, not your own, but of the other. For why is my liberty judged of another man's conscience? For if I be by grace be a partaker, why am I evil spoken of for that which I give thanks? Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the honor of Yahweh. Give none offense, neither to the Jews nor to the Gentiles nor to the assembly of Yahweh. Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Be followers of me, even also as I am of the Messiah. Now I praise you, brethren, that you remember me in all things and keep the ordinances as I delivered them to you. But I would have you know that the head of every man is the Messiah, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of the Messiah is Elohim. Every man praying or prophesying, having his head covered, dishonors his head. But every woman that prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. For that is even all one as if she were shaven. For if the woman be not covered, let her also be shorn. But if it be a shame for a woman to be shorn or shaven, let her be covered. For a man indeed ought not cover his head, forasmuch as he is the image and esteem of Yahweh. But the woman is the glory of the man. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman is of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman was created for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in Yahweh. For as the woman is of the man, even so is the man also by the woman, but all things of Yahweh. Judge in yourselves. Is it comely that a woman pray to Yahweh uncovered? Does not even nature itself teach you that if a man have long hair, it is a shame to him? But if a woman have long hair, it is an honor to her, for her hair is given her for a covering. But if any man seem to be contentious, we have no such custom, neither the assemblies of Yahweh. Now in this that I declare to you, I praise you not, that you come together not for the better, but for the worse. For first of all, when you come together in the assembly, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. For there must also be heresies amongst you, that they which are approved may be made manifest amongst you. When you come together, therefore, into one place, this is not to eat the Master's Supper. For in eating every one takes before another his own supper, and one is hungry and another is drunken. What? Do you not have houses to eat and drink in? Or do you despise the assembly of Yahweh and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. For I have received of the Master that which also I delivered to you, that the Master Yahshua, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do you, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Master's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Master unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Master. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eats and drinks unworthily eats and drinks damnation to himself, not discerning the Master's body. And for this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Master, that we should not be condemned with the world. Wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait one for another. And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles, carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of Yahweh calls Yahshua accursed, and that no man can say that Yahshua is sovereign except through the Holy Spirit. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same sovereign. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same Elohim which works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these work that one and selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is the Messiah. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, Because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the ear shall say, Because I am not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body was an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the smelling be? Now has Yahweh set the members, every one of them, in the body as it has pleased him. And if they were all one member, then where would the body be? But now are they many members, yet what one body? And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you, nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much more those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary, and those members of the body which we think to be less honorable, upon these we bestow more abundant honor, and our uncomely parts have more abundant comeliness. For our comely parts have no need, but Yahweh has tempered the body together, having given more abundant honor to the part which lacks. That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. And whether one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of the Messiah, and members in particular. And Yahweh has set some in the assembly, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings and helps and governments, diversities of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? Have all the gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet I show to you a more excellent way. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels, and have not love, I have become as sounding brass or tinkling cymbals. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not love, I'm nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not love, it doesn't profit me anything. Love suffers long. It is kind. Love envies not. Love does not vaunt itself. It is not puffed up. Does not behave itself unseemly, seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinks no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there shall be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there shall be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. But now I know in part. Then I shall know even as also I am known. And now abides faith and hope and love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Follow after love and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not to men, but to Elohim. For no man understands him, howbeit in the spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks to men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the assembly. I would that you all spoke with tongues, but rather that you prophesied. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret, that the assembly may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? And even things without life-giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if a trumpet gives an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to battle? So likewise you, except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak to the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be to him that speaks a barbarian, and he that speaks shall be a barbarian to me. Even so you, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the assembly. Wherefore, let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when you shall bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say, Amen, at your giving of thanks, seeing he does not understand what you say? For you truly give thanks well, but the other is not edified. I thank Yahweh. I speak with tongues more than you all. Yet in the assembly I had rather speak five words with my understanding, that by my voice I might teach others also, than 10,000 words in an unknown tongue. Brethren, be not children in understanding, howbeit in malice be ye children, but in understanding be men. In the law it is written, with men of other tongues and other lips will I speak to this people, and yet for all that will they not hear me, says Yahweh. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serves not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. If therefore the whole assembly be come together into one place, and all speak with tongues, and there come in those that are unlearned or unbelievers, will they not say that you are mad? But if all prophesy, and there comes in one that does not believe, or one who is unlearned, he is convinced of all, he is judged of all. And thus are the secrets of his heart made manifest. And so falling down on his face, he will worship Yahweh and report that Yahweh is in you of a truth. How is it, brethren? When you come together, every one of you has a psalm, has a doctrine, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation. Let all things be done to edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course, and let one interpret. But if there be no interpreter, let him keep silence in the assembly, and let him speak to himself and to Yahweh. Let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sits by, let the first hold his peace. For you may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. And the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. For Yahweh is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all assemblies of the saints. Let your women keep silence in the assemblies, for it is not permitted to them to speak, but they are commanded to be under obedience, as also says the law. And if they will learn anything, let them ask their husbands at home, for it is a shame for women to speak in the assembly. What? Came the word of Yahweh out from you, or came to you only? If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write to you are the commandments of Yahweh. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Let all things be done decently and in order. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Moreover, brethren, I declare to you the good news which I preached to you, which you also have received, and wherein you stand, by which also are you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached to you, unless you have believed in vain. For I delivered to you first of all that which I also received, how that the Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, and then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain to this present day, but some are fallen asleep. After that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles, and last of all, he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that I'm not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the assembly of Yahweh. But by the grace of Yahweh I am what I am, and his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of Yahweh which was in me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. Now if the Messiah be preached that he rose from the dead, how say some among you that there is no resurrection of the dead? But if there be no resurrection of the dead, then is the Messiah not risen? And if the Messiah be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. Yes. And we are found false witnesses of Yahweh, because we have testified of Yahweh that he raised up the Messiah, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For if the dead do not rise, then is not the Messiah raised. And if the Messiah be not raised, your faith is vain, and you are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in the Messiah are perished. If in this life only we have hope in the Messiah, we are of all men most miserable. But now is the Messiah risen from the dead, and become the first fruits of them that slept. For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in the Messiah shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, the Messiah, the firstfruits, afterward they that are the Messiahs at his coming. Then comes the end, when he shall have delivered up the kingdom to Yahweh, even the Father, when he shall have put down all the rule and all authority and power. For he must reign till he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy that shall be destroyed is death, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is manifest that he is accepted, which did put all things under him. And when all things shall be subdued to him, then shall the Son also himself be subject to him that put all things under him, that Yahweh may be all in all. Else, what shall they do which are baptized for the dead, if the dead rise not at all? Why are they then baptized for the dead? And why do we stand in jeopardy every hour? I protest by your rejoicing, which I have in the Messiah Yeshua, our Master. I die daily. If after the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of Yahweh. I speak this to your shame. But some man will say, how are the dead raised up? And with what body do they come? You fool! That which you sow is not living, except it die. And that which you sow not that body that shall be, but bare grain. It may chance of wheat or of some other grain. But Yahweh gives it a body, as it has pleased him, and to every seed his own body. All flesh is not the same flesh. But one flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fishes, another of birds, also celestial bodies and bodies terrestrial. But the esteem of the celestial is one, and the esteem of the terrestrial is another. There is one esteem of the sun, another esteem of the moon, another esteem of the stars, for one star differs from another star in esteem. For so also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in honor. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last man, Adam, was made a quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterward that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthy. The second man is the sovereign from heaven. As is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. As is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of Yahweh, neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O grave, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to Yahweh, which gives us the victory through our Master Yahshua the Messiah. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Master, for as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Master. End of chapter. 1 Corinthians chapter 16. Now, concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given order to the assemblies of Galatia, even so do you. Upon the first of the week let every one of you lay by him in store whatever he may be prospered in, that there be no gatherings when I come. And when I come, whomsoever you shall approve by your letters, them will I send to bring your liberality to Jerusalem. And if it be good that I also go, they shall go with me. Now I will come to you, when I shall pass through Macedonia, for I do pass through Macedonia, and that it may be that I will abide, yes, and winter with you, and that you may bring me on my journey whithersoever I go. For I will not see you now, by the way, but I trust to stay with you a while, if the sovereign permit. But I stay at Ephesus until Pentecost. For a great door and effectual is open to me, and there are many adversaries. Now if Timothy come, see that he may be with you without fear, for he works the work of Yahweh, as I also do. Let no man therefore despise him, but to conduct him forth in peace, that he may come to me, for I look for him with the brethren. And as touching our brother Apollos, I greatly desired him to come to you with the brethren, but his will was not at all to come at this time, but he will come when he shall have convenient time. Watch you. Stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men and be strong. Let all your things be done with love. I beseech you, brethren, You know the house of Stephanas, that it is the first fruits of Achaia, and they which have addicted themselves to the ministry of the saints, that you submit yourselves to such, and to everyone that helps with us and labors. I am glad of the coming of Stephanas and Fortunatus and Achaicus, for that which was lacking on your part they have supplied, for they have refreshed my spirit and yours. Therefore acknowledge you them that they are such. The assemblies of Asia salute you. Aquila and Priscilla salute you much in Yahweh, with the assembly that is in their house. All the brethren greet you one another with a holy kiss. The salutation of me, Paul, with my own hand. If any man love not the Master Yeshua the Messiah, let him be anathema, Maranatha. The grace of our Master Yeshua the Messiah be with you. My love be with you all in the Messiah Yeshua. Amen. End of chapter.